Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Brandon Ross, who is the founder of Bee Marketing and has grown his firm to a full-service marketing agency. Brandon's expertise in, or his background rather, in marketing dates back to his earlier years when he worked for the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers, managing their seasonal promotions and marketing efforts. Since Bee Marketing's inception, Brandon has grown the firm's advertising offerings to include social media, web development, and search engine optimization, as well as media buying and public relations. Today, we're going to be discussing Brandon's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Brandon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Julia, for having me.
Absolutely. Happy to have you here. So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So where are you tuning in from today?
We are Philly proud. So East Coast, Philadelphia.
Nice. Very good. And what would you say motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Gosh, I guess the for me, motivation, I guess it's two things. One is obviously my family and being able to provide for them and coming home and giving them what they have and what we can do. And I guess the second thing is obviously success motivates me. And I always tell people, I don't want much. I just want more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like that's like such a defining factor of an entrepreneur. You're never really happy with where you're at. You're always striving for the next level and to achieve more and more. So
it's
interesting.
So one of my favorite motivational speeches is Matthew McConaughey's acceptance speech. And his whole thing was there's someone to look up to, someone look for, something to look up to, something to come to look forward to, and something to chase. And his thing was the chasing is himself in 5 years. And you're never going to achieve that person or get there because they're always going to be 5 years ahead of you. So you're always going to want to keep chasing them and getting there. So that's kind of sticks in my head when I think of what motivates me and okay, what do we look like in 5 years? And when we get there, it's like, well, we're 5 years ahead. Where do we go?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I agree. Goal setting is so important. It just keeps you on track and keeps you motivated. So I love that.
Awesome.
So what do you, or actually I'd love to know how you got into digital marketing originally.
Yeah. So for me, I left the 76ers, as you were mentioning earlier. I went on to Yellow Book, the phone pages. I was in their marketing department. It was really good because I had an opportunity to go from just promoting a brand like the Sixers locally to this national brand with a $30 million budget. And we had agencies in New York and Virginia and all over the place. And I kind of was the young kid in the room, the young guy in the room. And they said, hey, there's this thing called Facebook. Let's start marketing on there. So I kind of naturally progressed in my role as a advertising manager at Yellow Book to start doing all the digital side of things and really getting into what is geofencing and how are we doing that and what is Facebook and what let's post on there from a B2B standpoint. Okay. So that's kind of how I got into digital marketing and kind of learned it back in the early 2000s.
Very cool. And then tell us about your story about how you started Bee Marketing and then why you decided to start an agency.
Yeah. So, I kind of right place, right time. I guess you hear that story sometimes. I started doing the social media marketing for Yellow Book. I really enjoyed it. At the time I was also, young, aggressive, motivated person and bartended on the side. I said, hey, so I went to the bar and I said, hey, I'm managing social media for Yellow Book, but I really think we should be doing it for the restaurant too. Let's start creating this Facebook page for the restaurant and start driving people into the restaurant and giving them awareness from it. And that kind of from being there and doing that, I'm bartending and I was talking about how we're doing social media and interacting with some customers. And then someone that owns a PR agency was coincidentally sitting at the bar one day and she's like, oh, I have 5 clients asking me about that, but I have no idea what it is. Can you help me?
That's so cool.
I'm like, absolutely, I'll help you on the side and start doing it on the side. And then one of the number one franchise coffee brands in America, I was asked to come and sit in a meeting and say, hey, we want to manage a Facebook page in Philly. Can you do it? So it was nice progression and growth that I kind of naturally fell into and started.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's so interesting. Yeah. I've got a ton of experience as well in coffee marketing. And nice. It's interesting because I don't even drink coffee, but I know a ridiculous amount of marketing in the coffee industry.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's a good brand.
Yeah. It's interesting. So what challenges did you have to overcome at the beginning when you were just starting out your agency?
You know, for me, I guess some of the challenges that I had was obviously like, it was all new, right? I'm sitting in my basement, that normal story here, and I'm writing social media marketing for a couple of brands out there. And it's creating that brand voice and the storyline for different verticals. So that was really challenging early on. And mm-hmm. then being able to, as it quickly started growing, when do we add a person? What numbers do we look at? How do we increase profitability? What does that look like? Because I came from marketing and it was spots and dots. And now I'm owning a business and it's finances, it's marketing, it's sales, it's all this other stuff that I haven't become accustomed to. So that was a lot of learning and kind of that learning curve you were talking about there. Yeah. I think one thing that early on helped me was being able to bartend at the time. I was able to, every dollar I made it be marketing put back into the business. Mm-hmm. And I truly think that led to my success because we reinvested it early on and that helped us to grow out of the gate.
Interesting. So what are the biggest challenges that you encounter on a daily basis?
So yeah, I mean, fast forward to today, over the last 12 years, we've continued to have to adapt. We added services early on. We recognized back a year into our business that we had to add website design because clients were asking us for that.
Yep.
Some of the biggest challenges over the 12 years that continue and kind of, I was saying earlier in another conversation, if you're not challenged, you're not growing.
Yeah.
So for us, challenging is adapting. What services offerings should we be adding to our portfolio for our clients? We tell them we're full service. Are we offering video today? Are we offering photography? Is public relations a nice transition into the portfolio so that we can really be that go-to source for our clients, being that we are full service? So adapting and adding different services, as well as ensuring the culture stays intact. That's a huge challenge. The key to our success is obviously our people. Mm-hmm. We have tremendous people at Bee Marketing, and it's all built around our culture. And we really recognized that, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, I had a business coach at the time, and he was saying, hey, what is your culture? And we said, that's easy. We have 5 core values. It's accountability, quality, speed of delivery, enthusiasm, and communication. And mm-hmm. I rattled it off like that. And he's like, oh, that's great. Can we walk around your office? And we walk around the office, and I said to a staff member, I said, hey, Rebecca, what's our core values? And she's like, communication. And then I go to another staff member and another staff member and another staff. And no one knew them. So we have them mm-hmm. on paper and we weren't living by them. They weren't ingrained in our business. And we really didn't have a culture is what I came to recognize.
Interesting.
So in order to build our people, we kind of created this Be a Star program. So each week our employees will nominate other employees for a core value. So it's like, hey, I want to recognize John for our speed of delivery core value. We had to get this website done. There was a change that was needed. The client had an urgent task on it and we were able to deliver. John, thank you so much for doing that. And then at the end of the month, we recognize those people with kind of either a gift certificate, Bee Marketing swag, an extra day off. We pick one name out of the hat for each of our 5 core values and that person's the Be a Star winner of the month. So
very
I mean,
cool.
wrapping up your question, I apologize. Is obviously being able to adapt, that's extremely important, and having great culture are the two things that challenge us every day and I think will always challenge us in order to grow.
Yeah, and I love the Be a Star program. I think it's incredible how people can really react when they are praised and appreciated for what they're doing. So I think that's a really powerful way to lift up your team and just really bring out the best in your employees.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I can tell you
every one of our employees, if you ask them now, they know our 5 core values.
Nice. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Love
that
it.
That means a lot.
Definitely. And then, so if you had one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
Gosh, I have to say, read the book Traction.
Such
I've had
a good one.
numerous business coaches over the years. They all have helped me in certain ways. None more than the book Traction has helped me. It's really helped us to align the business. It's given me good tips. We've dived in and out of Traction throughout the years. We've never had an implementer, which we can explain later, but we live by it for our stats, and it's helped us kind of align everything on a quarterly basis.
Yes, I agree. We're the same. We use the EOS system at Review Robin, and it works wonders. Just having those weekly calls, and we didn't bring in an implementer, and we haven't fully implemented the entire system, but we've implemented a substantial amount. So yeah, like having those quarterly rocks and those goals you can work towards, and then having the scorecard to be tracking those metrics on a weekly basis is so powerful.
Agreed. Yeah, no, for sure. That definitely has helped us.
Yeah, I love it. So I'd love to pivot a little bit and talk about sales. So I'd love to know what your sales process looks like within your agency, you know, how you're bringing in leads and then closing those prospects.
Absolutely. No, great question. And you know, it's different probably for every agency you've talked to, and it's unique. There's some agencies that start out there and say, hey, we're your landscape marketing company, and we're going to handle that. And they go after all the landscapers across the country. Mm-hmm. Tremendous model, works terrific for those listening in. Then there's other ones that naturally just start an agency like we did, and we're very general, and we work across multiple industry verticals. And I've learned that that's really kept us local, and we have a tremendous market share in the Philadelphia market, and we continue to grow year over year. But for us, as I was saying earlier, we just want more. So for us to build and get more, we've really aligned our marketing into those vertical segments to showcase ourselves as experts across home services, hospitality, healthcare, higher education, and some verticals like that, so that we can kind of now take the show on the road across the country and start attending trade shows. That's a big one for sales for us.
Nice.
That we're joining associations and going to those trade shows within those associations so that we can kind of grow nationally. For us also, we've started doing our own marketing. I mean, any business you talk to, word of mouth and referrals are huge. Certainly have grown with referrals and word of mouth, but we're now doing our own advertising, both digitally and linear advertising around here as well, with some kind of radio and billboards that has helped us.
Very cool. And then do you have any tips along the way of just, you know, strategies for either, you know, follow-up or just, you know, a tip that's part of your sales process that you found works really well?
Yeah, I mean, my number one sentence I say in every sales meeting is no agency's 2+2 will ever equal 4. We use similar tools. We have similar approaches, but ultimately you're buying the relationship. So it's so important that you're establishing that relationship with your clients or your prospects to kind of build that trust factor. And then the other thing too is at sales meetings, if you're talking more than 10% of the time, it's not necessarily a good thing, because you want to hear your customers, hear what their pain points are, what are they looking for, how are they doing it, so that you can kind of build your solution around that versus saying, hey, here's what we offer and this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's awesome. And do you have any techniques for stopping prospects who might be procrastinating a little bit if it's someone that you've determined you'd love to do business with?
Yeah, so marketing automation is big now. Making sure you're continuously following up, staying top of mind, staying in front of them is important. I think that having some relatively inexpensive tools to help you with doing audits or sharing that information is going to be important. Mm-hmm. And while we don't necessarily practice what we preach, I think what's so important is getting that proposal and getting that face-to-face, whether it's through Zoom, on the phone, or ideally in person, to present that proposal to customers.
There's
so many times over the last 12 years I've sent a proposal and it's like I haven't heard back from them. And it's okay if they don't want to go with us, but we spend time putting that together. Like, just give me an answer that goes, kind of go dark.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really helpful. And then, so do you have any tips for creating happy, loyal clients?
Yes. There's a couple that we do. Our sayings at Bee Marketing, obviously delivering on what you promise is extremely important. Mm-hmm. But two sayings that we live by that I think is our kind of success at Bee Marketing is be brilliant at the basics. You must be brilliant at the basics. Answer customers when they reach out to you. Understand what's urgent and what's important, what's not urgent, what's not important. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're delivering faster than clients are looking to have that back to you. All that basic stuff, spelling things right, getting it on brand. There's so many times that we've heard horror stories that clients are leaving agencies because they spelled something wrong on our print ad, or the colors aren't printing right on this piece of graphic or something like that. Or
yeah,
our website went down. So being brilliant at the basics. And the other one is it's not about the output. It's about the outcome. So many agencies worry about the output. Hey, we told you we were going to do two blog posts. Here are those two blog posts. Hey, we're going to do a social media calendar. Here's the social media calendar. Hey, we're going to do these pay-per-click ads for you. Here's the pay-per-click ads. So they're still worried about the output. Clients are only worried about the outcome. Whether you did two blog posts or not, did it drive leads for me? What, yes. How is it aligning with the business goals that I set up? So that's important, is that outcome and driving your narrative around that.
And then how are you communicating that you're able to meet their outcome whenever you're providing the deliverables to your client?
Yeah, so we have, obviously, we over-communicate with our customers. We have a very good client manager to client ratio that we set up in order to make sure that we're having regular phone calls, that we have a live analytics dashboard that they can see the outcome right there at any time they want to jump in. And then we're constantly having discussions about what their business goals are. How are they looking to grow? What are we looking to change from a messaging standpoint? Are you rubbing shoulders with someone in sales that we have to do some competitive analysis on and see what's going on there? So having those regular questions to ask is important.
Yeah, absolutely. So what has been, would you say, the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome, and how have you overcome that within your agency?
Great question. I guess the biggest challenge is your greatest asset. I mean, our biggest challenge has been our people and making sure that we know when to adjust positions, we know when to add positions, we know how to hire the right people. Mm-hmm. It's so important to the culture, it's so important to the growth of the company, and we're constantly challenged with driving that. And a couple of years ago, we lost someone that was tremendous at the agency, and as we've grown, right, we're different from 10 people to 30 people. As you've grown, it's like, oh, we need to add a second person to that department. So I guess the challenge has been easily better identifying the right times for growth, adding mm-hmm. personnel, doing changing department titles, positions, building that vertical growth versus just horizontally. At one point it was me, and then there was 10 people underneath of me, which obviously you're wearing so many hats and doing so many different things. You have to start adding in that vertical growth mm-hmm. as soon as you can and are able to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious. So you said that you lost a really critical team member. Did that affect your relationship with your client? Like, did they have that attachment to that team member?
So we have, we kind of break our agency up into five different departments. We have our communications department that does a lot of our PR and copywriting and social media marketing. We have our digital department that does our paid search ads and search engine optimization. We have graphics team, a website development team. And then the most crucial aspect of our team is our account management team. They manage the relationships. They manage their portfolio relationships. So that person is so crucial to that client relationship. What we've done as we've grown, and it's so much different at each agency level. When we were, a 10-person agency, and we lost a client service person, we felt it. Our clients were upset. They felt like they had to start over with a new client service person.
Yeah.
We didn't have the right documentation written for easy transition. So we felt it. Now that we're an agency of 30, each of our departments touches those clients. And we have a director of client services, an account manager, and sometimes an account coordinator that touched that account, so as well as myself. If we lose someone, we don't feel it as much now as we did when we were a lot smaller, because we have so many people that touch that account, and there's so many relationships built around that customer versus just having that one-to-one relationship when we were smaller. If there are smaller agencies listening to this, what I would say is, one is having the right documentation for smooth transitions, the last thing you want a client to say is, hey, do you do HVAC and, or do you do heating and air conditioning or just heating? And they're like, what do you mean? Like, you've been our, like, we've been with you guys for 5 years. We know that blah, 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 blah. So having the right documentation and then just having multiple people as much as you can touch that account so that it lessens the blow if someone does move on and it's not a one-on-one relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. You hear horror stories about account managers leaving and the client was just, that was their touch point. They were so connected to that person that they end up going to another agency. So that's a really smart process that you guys have built in.
Yep.
So do you have any productivity hacks that you use to help save time?
Efficiency is so important. Productivity hacks. Obviously, our production management tool is crucial. We live and die by it. We use Asana here at B Marketing.
Nice.
We love Asana. We are evaluating Monday and ClickUp right now, but we have been on Asana forever. Mm-hmm. So having everything in there is extremely important just to get things done. We have templates built so that we don't miss anything along the way and we can check things off. Mm-hmm. So that helps productivity wise so that we don't have to like do surgery twice. We go in, we make the site, we do the things we need to do and we get out.
Nice.
And then we do I'm trying to think of other stuff. We have a productivity or production management tool meeting at 9 a.m. every morning for people to jump on if there's anything urgent. So that helps to kind of set the day up for our teams. But not that, I think that kind of shared, like, yeah, I'm not sure like anything else that would stick out.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So has there been, so you mentioned that you use Asana. Is there any other systems or software that you'd like to mention that have been really helpful within your agency?
So our, if we were on screen, I would show you, my tech map is insane. There's just, we have tool after tool after tool that we've kind of added into our system.
Yeah.
So looking at that, obviously Asana is really big because it helps with production management. We obviously do time tracking, which we use Harvest at the moment, mm-hmm. For time tracking so that we can kind of evaluate what our hourly cost is with our clients. As we've continued to grow, we've added on services like LastPass because there's so many people touching accounts and we really like LastPass because you don't have to share passwords and staff can log in without seeing stuff. So LastPass is great.
So helpful.
Yep. And then, just some call tracking stuff like CallRail, and then from a reporting standpoint, we've used tools like Raven Tools, Google Data Studio. They're good. Sprout Social we use for our social scheduling. I can keep going.
Nice. No, that's really interesting. So where do you see B Marketing in 5 years' time?
So I would love to see us continue to grow outside of the Philadelphia market and expanding our market share through these associations and trade shows. Mm-hmm. We hope to be at a $10 million company in 5 years. We hope to have a little over 50 employees and kind of being expanded out that way.
Awesome. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but is there anything else you'd like to add that you feel would be helpful to our listeners?
It's the day-to-day is so busy and everyone lives in their business. So, I mean, taking a step back, having an opportunity to break what's working and continue to build it is what's going to help you adapt.
Interesting. I love that. All right. Well, let's move on to the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions for you. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Oh, gosh, the best book is what I mentioned earlier, Traction. I'm a huge Traction fan. It's EOS Model. Definitely read Traction. If that make that your first book.
Love it. And what does your morning routine look like?
So my morning routine, I didn't get the chance to tell you, I have 4 kids, 7, 5, 3, and 2. So they are crazy. So my morning routine, I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning. I check out a couple emails. I do a couple things. Typically I'll go to the gym 5 to 6, come home 6 to 7, try to get a couple more things done. And then by 7, the day technically starts with the kids getting up, getting ready for school, getting into the office. Mm-hmm. But I would say, everything that I've read success wise, says that you should, the earlier you wake up, the better.
Yep.
And I could say I get more work done between 4 and 7 a.m. than I do all day.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Not necessarily a CEO, but I love to follow inspirational people. I guess he is a CEO. Richard Branson is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so influential with motivation, and what he's doing is tremendous. I do follow Darren Hardy as well. So people like that, that give me the motivation and kind of help me grow. And then I obviously keep an eye on some agencies that are bigger than us that are, like I said, that $10 million mark. How do we get there? Let's see what they're doing and how do we get to that level?
Yeah, awesome. And what is your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool, I don't know. That's a good question. I would say, I know, rapid fire questions. I'm a huge fan of eMarketer. eMarketer is a tremendous tool that's out there. It's $500 a month-ish. And it gives me a lot of up-to-the-moment news and information on our industry. So we can kind of bring that back to clients and say, hey, did you know in the hospitality industry, it's growing by 10% and here's why.
Very cool. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
You know, as I've grown, I've used a bunch of different business coaches. So understanding the whole process of methodology, process, people, and technology. I didn't know that from just doing marketing before. Understanding methodology, process, people, technology has helped us grow because it's helped us build our products and methodology or our services. We've put in processes around them. We align our people to them. And now we're able to add the technology to support them for building product efficiencies.
Great answer. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Brandon. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you for having me. That's awesome.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.